that I know I go into some of the meanings of the words because I got a lot of notes on it, and I think it can be kind of interesting, and I hope it doesn't bog down and slow things. I much more rather teach like this, but I don't always have this kind of material. I got to wade through other stuff. But even through everything I teach, this is the gospel that comes out. This is the thing that I want to teach you. I want to teach you what the grace of God does. I want to teach you what the grace of God is supposed to teach you. The grace of God that brings true salvation. Because salvation does not come without living righteously in this world. If you don't live righteously in this world, you will not be saved. You will not be saved. Grace reigns through righteousness, as the Apostle Paul said in the third chapter of Romans. I should probably memorize the verse so I don't have to look it up every time. It's chapter 3. Maybe not chapter 3. I'm glad I looked. Oh, it's chapter 5. Wait, hold on. Yeah, chapter 5, the last verse. As sin has reigned to death, even so, I mean, in your past, that's what happens, or that's what happens to the wicked, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Grace of God that brings salvation teaches you to live righteously, and not according to your righteousness. Don't get that self-help book. It's not going to help you. You need to look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. He is the one who gives you righteousness. You can't get righteousness from a book by some dude. You got to look to Christ. You got to find it in Him. Hey, these are the things that people ought to be speaking and exhorting. You hear a Christian preacher, he preaches a different gospel, turn the guy off. You're wasting your time. I can hardly listen to anybody out there. That's why every time I turn them on, I'm like, these guys are all false. I haven't listened to them in a long time. I mean, have they changed their tune? You tell me if you've been listening to them. Tell me, are they still preaching the same gospel they've always preached? Are they still telling you you can't be perfect? Are they not? It's one thing to just say, oh, you can't be perfect. Okay, there's plenty of that. But what about they don't even inform you of this? Are they teaching you what the grace of God teaches? The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all. Again, all men means here, old men, young men, old women, young women, bond and free, small and great. All men, all kinds of men, Jews and Gentiles. That's what Paul means when he says that phrase. It hasn't appeared to every single human on the world. The grace of God doesn't come to every person in the world. They don't even see the grace of God. They don't even know what the grace of God is. If the grace of God was universal, then it really wouldn't be grace anymore. There are vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. I've been over this before. If you're a vessel of mercy, you're going to obtain all these things. Because God's mercy will make you that. Because if He loves you, He's going to cause the works to happen that will save you. Just like if I love my children, if they have a gun to their head or whatever, and it's in my power to stop them, I don't stand back and say, well, whatever you choose, even our laws have more love than that God has, who lets people blow their own brains out, send themselves to hell. Because they say He loves everybody. If He loves everybody, why is He sending them all to hell, according to them? Not according to me. Because the gift of God is life and immortality. You don't have immortality outside of the Son of God. That fire will destroy you. No doubt about it.